Well, amen. We do have a great God, don't we? And praise the Lord for His greatness, that He's given the truth to us in His Word, and so thankful for that. Psalm 37 this evening, as we continue looking through this particular psalm. And of course, last Wednesday night, we were not in Psalm 37, but we had been for a number of weeks. And in fact, this is lesson number 10 from Psalm 37. And I do trust that it's been an encouragement to you as we have walked through this particular psalm. And this evening we'll be looking at verses 18 through 20, Psalm 37, verses 18 through 20. And I'm aware of this, and I think many of us are aware of the fact, and we believe the Bible truth that God is omniscient. Aren't you thankful that He has all wisdom, all knowledge? He is the all-wise God, and we understand that. We're aware of that truth. I believe this evening that each of us believe that truth. But I find that at times, and we'll see this evening in our text that is before us, that God zeroes in on something very specific with regard to the knowledge of our God. And the truth that is given to us this evening is a wonderful truth. It's been recorded for us. And we know that as we look to the Word of God and we understand the truth that God has given us, that that truth should impact our lives. And so we find that in verse number 18, the Bible says, "The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. In the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, into smoke shall they consume away." If you are taking notes this evening, I've titled the lesson there from verse number 18, "The Lord knoweth your days." The Lord knoweth your days. The scripture says specifically, "The Lord knoweth the days of the upright." I want the title to be a little bit more personal for us to understand this evening, that the Lord knoweth your days. He is aware of everything that we will encounter. And as we begin to look at this Bible passage, we see that there's a contrast in verses 18 and 19, focusing upon the upright, the righteous, and then of course the wicked mentioned in verse number 20, and we'll address that in just a moment. But as we look at this passage of Scripture, I do trust this evening that God will use His Word to be an encouragement to us, to strengthen us, and to help us. You know, it's one thing for us daily to recognize that God knows all things. But then when we practically take the Word of God and we zero in, as the psalmist does here in verse number 18, and says, "The Lord knoweth the days of the upright." And we see that very quickly God gives us this tangible truth that we can hold on to. And I believe it's important for us to allow that truth to have an impact in our lives. If you are taking notes, number one, the recognition of this truth. The recognition of this truth. As I look at verse number 18, it reminds me of the fact that our God is eternal. Aren't you thankful for that? He is outside of time. He is Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. And we find that the Bible says that the Lord knoweth the days of the upright. You begin to think about that term upright, and of course we would mention, as we've looked at this psalm and we've mentioned before, the use of this word, and we find that those that have been declared righteous, in verse number 17 it says, "But the Lord upholdeth the righteous, a little that a righteous man hath," in verse number 16. And so He's using this term of upright and righteous interchangeably through Psalm 37. And we find that the Bible says that the Lord knoweth the days of the upright. And this is true in David's time, but it's also true in our time. Why? Because God is outside of time. And He, as the eternal God, we find that the statement can be given, the truth can be revealed to us this evening, that the Lord, Jehovah God, He knoweth the days of the upright. Begin to think about that statement, the days of the upright, and considering this evening that the Lord knoweth the days. I believe that as we look at this verse of Scripture, what is in sight for us and what is helpful for us is that the Bible would give us the understanding that He knows our days individually, but He also knows them collectively. And think about this as an individual. The statement is given to us as the upright. And so when you think about your life, the Lord knoweth the days of the upright. And we look at, and I've given the title, "The Lord knoweth your days." And so as we look at this truth and we apply it in our lives personally, we understand this evening that God knows our days individually. In other words, He knows what you dealt with today. He knows what you're going to deal with tomorrow. He knows our days. The word days that is here used literally carries with it in the singular form the 24-hour period of time, a day as we would look at it, and then plural, it's collectively. But as I begin to think about this collectively in the sense of your entire life, as we begin to look at this particular verse of Scripture, I am thankful that God knows both my days individually and my days collectively. He knows how many days I have upon this earth, but He knows daily what it is that we're going to face, the difficulties that we're going to face, the trials and hardships and so on and so forth. God knows our days. Now, as we begin to think about this and allow the truth of God's Word to impact us, we find that the Bible is helping the upright, the righteous, helping us with this truth, and we must recognize this truth that though I don't know, God knows. See, I don't know what's going to happen in my life tomorrow, and neither do you. I don't know the number of days that I have collectively. And neither do you. But the truth of God's Word and the truth of our great God is that He knoweth the days of the upright. And we begin to understand this evening that as we look at this truth and we recognize what God is giving us, that we can rejoice in knowing that though I do not know what's on the morrow, as the songwriter said, I know who holds tomorrow. And that causes us to rejoice. And we see the truth of these days that we live, and sometimes the days can be difficult. Sometimes it seems as if the days can be long and weary, but yet we can rejoice in knowing that the Lord knoweth the days of the upright. Notice with me, not only is He giving us the understanding here as He provides this truth to us that He is aware, He has the knowledge of our days, but at the end of verse number 18, He goes even beyond our days physically here on this earth. Notice what He says, and their inheritance shall be forever. Isn't that encouraging? We find that He's dealing with the Lord knoweth the days of the right upright. And then He says, and their inheritance shall be forever. And so no matter how many days I live upon this earth, God knows them. And then after I take my final breath and after you take your final breath, in view here is the fact that we have an inheritance that shall be forever. Now that ought to cause us to rejoice greatly. We find that the Bible in the New Testament, turn to the book of Ephesians, if you will, very quickly. We'll look at two verses in the New Testament and look at this truth of the fact that we have an inheritance and how we should rejoice in this truth and understanding that God has eternity in view here in Psalm 37 and verse number 18. We find that in the book of Ephesians in verse number 13 of chapter 1, notice what the Bible says in Ephesians 1 and verse number 13. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. So this evening, if you've trusted the Lord as your Savior, after you've heard the gospel, you trusted the Lord, we understand that we would be declared righteous, right? The imputed righteousness of Christ, that term upright that is given in Psalm 37:18, is now going to apply to us. It continues and says, in whom also, after that ye believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Aren't you thankful for that Bible truth? That we are sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. We understand the indwelling of the Spirit of God. But notice what it says in verse number 14, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. See, the reality is that God has blessed us immensely here upon this earth, but as His children is being saved, but we understand that He's given us the Holy Spirit of promise, and He, the Holy Spirit, is the earnest of our inheritance. See, this world is not my home. I'm just passing through. And one day, one glorious day, we're going to be with the Lord. We're strangers and pilgrims. We're not home, but we're going home. And we have this inheritance. Notice what Peter says in 1 Peter chapter number 1. In 1 Peter chapter number 1, we find this wonderful truth that is given to us with regard to the inheritance that we have as the children of God. And again, when we think and understand the Lord knoweth your days, He knows them here upon earth. He knows them individually. He knows them collectively. He is the eternal God, so eternity is in view, where He says their inheritance shall be forever. Notice in 1 Peter 1 in verse number 3, the Bible says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance." Notice how He describes this: incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Isn't that precious? And we begin to understand that we have the truth and we have the hope of glory. Listen, this world and this life is not all that there is. There's so much more. You think about glory and you think about heaven and eternity and being with Christ forever. But as we come back to what the psalmist is revealing to us in Psalm 37 and verse 18, as we're living on this earth, we must live with the understanding that the Lord knoweth the days of the upright. He knows our days. And then He says that their inheritance shall be forever. When I think about this truth that the Lord knoweth the days of the upright, I'm reminded of what the psalmist said in Psalm 34 and verse number 15, when the Bible says, "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and His ears are open unto their cry." As you think about that great promise and truth of Psalm 34 and verse number 15, and thinking about the eyes of the Lord and how they're upon the righteous and how His ears are open unto their cry, unto our prayers. And this evening, as we recognize this truth, as I mentioned by way of introduction, that we then need to allow the truth to impact our lives. Why did God tell us that He knows our days? By the way, look at verse 19. Notice what He says to continue with this truth that God knows His days. Notice what He says: "They shall not be ashamed in the evil time." We can think about the evil time, the time of difficulty, and we find that though evil times will come, the Bible says that the upright shall not be ashamed. God knows our days. He knows that the days, that the evil time may come in our lives. We can read of those that have gone before us. We can read the Bible and read of the Bible characters. And yes, they faced adversity and difficulty. And we find that God is saying, listen, He knows our days. He knows the days of the upright. And they, the upright, shall not be ashamed in the evil time. So though there's the possibility in your life and in my life where we have those days of difficulty, of adversity, God knows about it. And He says, we shall not be ashamed. And then notice what He says again in verse number 19. "And in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied." That's a great promise. He says, and in the days of famine, see, there are times in which there's an evil time or a day of famine, and we didn't see it coming. Why? Because we don't know. But God knows all about it, because the Lord knoweth the days of the upright. And though the evil time may come, though the days of famine may come, He gives us this great promise. He says that the upright shall not be ashamed, and the upright shall be satisfied. That's a glorious promise that we have from God Almighty, and we can rejoice greatly. I often think, and maybe you started reading your Bible this year in the book of Genesis, and you started there going forward and understanding. Maybe you're at this point where you've come to Genesis chapter number 12, and it's interesting as God would call Abram, and you find that as soon as he gets to where God called him to go, the Bible tells us in verse number 10, "And there was a famine in the land." Abram didn't know there was going to be a famine when he arrived, but God did. God called him to go when He called him to go, knowing exactly what would happen. And this evening, we can rejoice in knowing that the Lord knoweth the days of the upright. We see the recognition of this truth, but then look at the result of this truth. As I think about the result of this truth, and I'm just seeking to make some application for us this evening. See, the truth is recorded for us, but how does it impact our lives? Do we live every day? See, I believe that each of us would say God knows everything. But when we live day by day and we go through life, are we living with the awareness that God, the Lord, knoweth the days of the upright? He knows what it is that we're going to be confronted with. He knows what it is that we're going to face. And we find that this truth that God has given us should result in the people of God being comforted. You know, it's a wonderful thing when someone else, the Lord, the great I am, when he knows what we're going to deal with, he's aware of it. The evil time, the days of famine, though they may come, as he references in verse number 19, God is aware of it, God knows about it, and God has allowed it. And so we find this evening that when we understand that the Lord knoweth the days of the upright, that that should bring great comfort to our hearts. That should bring great comfort in our lives. See, for many of us, the thought of uncertainty and uncertain days is a troubling thought. We like to, many of us have the type of personality that we like to know what's going on, and we don't care so much for the uncertainty and the uncertain times, but the reality is that when we understand the Bible truth, that the Lord knoweth the days of the upright, we can have great comfort, great peace in knowing that our God knows. I may not know, but God knows. By the way, I am thankful that our God is gracious in not revealing to us everything we're going to face in our lives.
Amen.
Because the very truth of the matter is that day by day as we walk with God, He is preparing us for the things that will be faced in our lives. And if he told you or if he told me that such and such was going to happen in some time in the future, it would so consume us and so control us that we would not be able to do today what we're supposed to do. And God in his grace and his mercy, he's not revealed to us all that we will face, but day by day, he provides us with leadership and guidance, and then he gives us this assuring truth that he knows our days. Not only should we be comforted, but I believe that we should have confidence as we live our lives. And this confidence comes through the Lord. The truth of Proverbs 3 reminds me this evening as we look at this passage and we see this truth that the Bible says, "The Lord shall be thy confidence." That God knows our days, and it should cause us to have confidence in Him and in life and understanding that God knows. God is aware. Notice the contrast as we come to verse number 20 and close this evening. The Bible says, "But the wicked shall perish." The wicked shall perish. Throughout the psalm, remember, there's this contrast that takes place. In the beginning of the psalm, here in Psalm 37, we see where the Bible says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as green as the green herb." We find that the Bible speaks about the evildoers seeking and plotting against the just. You can see it in verse number 12. And you find that God is giving us these great truths, and he's helping us to understand that he knows our days and he has a plan for us. And then he tells us, listen, the wicked, they're going to perish. We won't take the time this evening to compare Psalm 37 to Psalm 73, but you see the Psalm of Asaph there in Psalm 73 and how Asaph is envious. He's discouraged by the prosperity of the wicked and all that he sees, and he says that he considered their end and how it changed his perspective. And here the Bible tells us that the wicked shall perish. Notice what it says of the enemies of the Lord. It says in verse 20, "And the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, into smoke shall they consume away." No doubt this would be a reference at the end of verse number 20 to the sacrifices that these children of Israel could relate to and understand how the fat of lambs would be burned up and would be consumed during the sacrifice. And no doubt this truth is given, this picture is given for those original recipients to be able to understand the fact that God is saying, listen, the wicked shall not be. The wicked, they're going to perish. The enemies of the Lord, they'll be as the fat of lambs. Judgment day is going to come. But we find that for us this evening, the Lord knoweth the days of the upright. This evening, we do not rejoice in the truth of verse number 20. It's true that it will happen, but the desire of our heart should be that people would be saved. That those that currently are wicked, those that are the enemies of the Lord, that we would be mindful this evening and understand that I too once was an enemy of the cross. I too once was numbered with the wicked. We find this evening that it does not give us reason to rejoice. Rather, we weep when we consider the end of those that do not know the Lord as their Savior. We should have great desire to preach the gospel and to give them the truth of the gospel. But this evening we take great comfort in verses 18 and 19. God knows your days. Maybe you've gotten some information. Maybe you will get some information that you just weren't aware of. You didn't know it was coming. And maybe it kind of just hits you blindsided, so to speak. This evening, when we're reminded, the Lord knoweth the days of the upright. God knows. And that should cause us as His people to have great comfort and peace and understanding that He knows our days individually, He knows them collectively, and eternity is in view where He says, and their inheritance shall be forever. This evening, throughout the psalm, we have been reminded of the importance of having an eternal perspective and not focusing strictly on the temporal. As we look at this verse of Scripture, we can be encouraged that even in the temporal, God knows, but then again, our attention is turned to the eternal and rejoicing greatly that I have an inheritance that's incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, that is reserved in heaven for me, for you, because we've been saved, and we are kept. The next verse, verse number 5, says that we're kept by the power of God, and how we can rejoice greatly in that this evening. Listen, I don't know, and you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or the day after or several weeks or months from today, but I hope tonight that we will remember the truth of Psalm 37 and verse number 18. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. You say, but the evil time comes. God says, you shall not be ashamed. You say, the days of famine come. God says, you shall be taken care of. God's going to provide for us. He says that you shall be satisfied. What a joy and what a blessing to know that the omniscient, omnipotent God, He knows everything. But then we bring it all the way down into our own personal lives and say, God knows my days. He knows my days and He knows your days. Would we be comforted this evening and would we have confidence as we live our lives, seeking to please, honor, and glorify Him? Let's pray together. Father, we love You. How we thank You for giving us this great truth this evening. Lord, we know that we are frail. We know that You've told us in Your Word that You know our frame. God, You're so gracious to us. You're so kind to us. We thank You that You've recorded this truth in Your Word. I pray that we'd recognize the truth that is before us and that it would cause us, there'd be a result in our lives of causing us to have great comfort, causing us to rejoice and to have peace and knowing that though I do not know, though we do not know, that our good God, our gracious Heavenly Father, knows our days. I pray that would encourage us this evening. I pray, Lord, that as we entered into our time of prayer. I pray that you'd meet with us. I pray, God, that you'd encourage us and strengthen us. Lord, I pray that you would help us to have our faith increased. Lord, we thank you that you're a God who hears and answers prayer. We pray that you'd move and work as only you can, and we'll thank you for it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, let's start on